If you would, Mark, then look at page 848. 848, that would be our solid of the covenant paragraph this evening. After marking that, we start at page 255. 255. I keep falling in love with it. I keep falling in love with her, over and over again, over and over again. I keep falling in love with her, over and over again, over and over again. It is sweeter and sweeter as the day goes on.
Good evening, everyone. I want to commend all of you in this congregation and let you know how happy I am to be a part of it. I'm really thrilled when I see how many of you voluntarily go out to help other people, such as the singing at Gilbert Residence last night, feed the hungry, reach out and do all types of work in the community. I think that speaks well of the congregation and brings glory to God. I'd like to encourage all of you who have that opportunity to do so. And also for those of you who are tuned in through electronic media, that you would consider if possible attending with us and becoming involved as well. Tonight I have a few verses I want to share with you and discuss, I should say speak to. And growing to perfection is what I'm talking about. Your Christian living is difficult. It's enjoyable but difficult. But almost anything that's joy in life or takes a little bit of work, takes a little bit of study, a little bit of practice to get good at. But there are many people who say they just can't do it. They're not even going to try because they know they cannot live the Christian life. And if we look at it carefully, we can understand why they may think that, because we have a basic conflict. We have bodies. We're flesh, but we also are spiritual. If we look at Matthew 26:41 and also at Corinthians 7:1, that might help us out. Watch and pray, that's Matthew, that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And all of us at one time or another in our life know what it means to be weak in the flesh. That's the way we are. That's our basic nature. And it's hard to overcome. I think maturity may help, But it's something we recognize any time we read the scriptures. It's been a basic concern of humans. Well, look at 2 Corinthians 7:1. Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. We have to develop, in addition to the love for other people and love for ourselves, a basic recognition that we should be fearing God. God created us. He has the power to destroy us, the spirit. We know our body is a temporary fixture, but our spirit is an everlasting thing. So why is it that we spend all of our effort on shining up the thing that is temporary instead of polishing the spirit that is eternal? Another thing that causes a problem for us is we become obsessed with failures that we have. Every time we fail, every time we sin, it sets us back. We destroy our confidence. But this is just a normal part of any type of development in life. We grow up maturity. We grow up experience. We recognize the things that we fell into in the past and we can resist in the future. Let's look at something that we read in Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. Let's look at what the Apostle Paul had to endure as we study about him. We've been studying about him for a number of months, and I hope you'll continue to study about the writings of Paul and all of the people of faith. Paul said, not that I have already attained or am already perfected. I don't know any perfect people. And Paul recognized that he was not perfect, even though he was charged with spreading the gospel to the world. But he says, I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. Wouldn't it be nice if we could forget some things? Some things we need to remember. We need to remember what led us astray, what brought us back, what strengthened us. But we should not be crippled by the faults that we have had. Put these things behind us. I'm thinking, I hate to use sports analogies all the time, but one of the best ball players I ever played with was telling me, he said, you know, there's many times I struck out 3 or 4 times in a game. But the next time up, I got a hit and drove in 2 or 3 runs and hit a home run. And he said it made it all worthwhile. But he said if I was afraid to swing, I'd definitely be out. And that's the way we are. If we're afraid to try, we fail. We have to try. So Paul said, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. And I'm asking you that too. Keep pressing towards the prize. We know what the prize is. Eternal life with God in heaven. But we can't get there if we quit. We can't get there if we don't start. It's a terrible thing to be loving something, but you're afraid to even try to take hold of that possession or to even try. Again, in sports, you cannot succeed if you don't practice and you don't try and you listen and study to do things right. We grow day by day. In 2 Peter 3:18, we read, grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and forever. We don't acquire knowledge in one moment. We don't acquire it in one day. 1 year, we will not have full knowledge even if we live 100 years. But we grow day by day. And if we grow day by day, we're maturing. We may not be perfect, but we'll mature and we'll gain knowledge. And if we exercise that knowledge, develop the patience that you were talking about earlier, we can be perfected in the eyes of God. Because to be perfect in the eyes of God is to be acting maturely. not meaning that you never fail, but that you get back up and you learn from that experience and try again. We have to deal with many things in order to grow in the sight of God. One of them is the human emotions that we have within us. And we all have varying emotions based on our experience. Some of us are prone to anger, speaking out without thinking too carefully about what we do, hurting other people's feelings. Some maybe even smacking people. But keep in mind the experience of Cain and Abel. I'll just read to you a short two verses from Genesis 4, verses 6 and 7. So the Lord said to Cain, "Why are you angry? And why has your countenance fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door. And its desire is for you." Now this is the key. "But you should rule over it." Most people that have emotional issues take pride in being strong individuals. They're not going to let anyone tell them what to do or bully them around. But to be a really strong person, you have to rule over your emotions. That doesn't mean you don't express your emotions. We can be angry but sin not. We can be angry but not let the sun go down on our anger. We can express what we think in a gentle way to other people, or maybe even a very, say, strong way, short of sin. That's ruling over your emotions. And that's what we have to do as Christians. And that's something that we all can do. Repentance and forgiveness is always available because we will fall. We will trip up and do things we should not do. And we will trip up and do things that we've known in advance we should not do. But we can make things right with God. Remember the day of Pentecost, people were concerned about their salvation and they asked what they should do, and they were told to repent and to be baptized for the remission of their sins. But after those of us who have been baptized sin, what do? The same thing. Sometimes we have to ask for forgiveness and repent. That is for you. So tonight, in these short verses, I hope that you will look at them in a way that will strengthen your faith and your confidence in yourself. After all, you're created in God's image. You have bodies and you have spirit, and you have a Heavenly Father who is there to accept your prayers and to guide you day by day, to strengthen you and to stand by you as you stumble and rise again, stumble and rise again, and keep heading forward to the goal that we have. So if tonight you have need for repentance or baptism, we're here for you. Just come forward and have a seat on the front row as we sing our song of invitation.
I can hear my all the way. of the wind and through the garden. I'll go with him through the garden. I'll go with him through the garden. I'll go with him, with him. Oh, to me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I'll go with him, with him, all the way. I'll go with him through the judgment. I'll go with him through the judgment. I'll go with him through the judgment. I'll go with him, with him. All the way, when he leads me, I will follow. When he leads me, I will follow. When he leads, I will follow. I will go with him, with him.